RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's Sal Capaccio.
Filling up right behind the Bills bench right now with their flags and their hey, 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 hey. Hey, 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 hey. Let's go Buffalo chant.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
This is one that I'm hoping somebody else has done or will do the work on. Just talking earlier about, which we all have been, you know, we've all realized how this year's playoff field, both conferences, but for the AFC especially, think about the last 25 years in the AFC, you just don't have much Super Bowl experience. You have none outside of Aaron Rodgers in the AFC of the seven teams that are in right now, and nothing with the playoff standings will change that. Aaron Rodgers' one appearance in a Super Bowl in all those years is the only, right? Didn't we decide this earlier? It's Hurts, Stafford, and there was one more. Anyway, I think, now I'm getting confused, but Rodgers should be the only Super Bowl veteran, so to speak, on the AFC side. And I just wonder, with taking both conferences into account, Hurts 2, Stafford 1, and I feel like I'm missing somebody. It's so few previous Super Bowl appearances. Sal Capaccio, I wonder when the last season was when it was this few, if it's like four or five games. Go back to, all right, so the first year Mahomes made it, where he enters the playoffs with zero Super Bowl appearances. There's Brady with 6, 7, whatever it is, sorry. Rodgers on the NFC side, Breeze on the NFC side. It's probably a long time since so few playoff quarterbacks had ever been to the Super Bowl.
You're missing Goff, by the way.
Goff is the one. Well, he might not make it, but right.
Right. Okay. That's right. Oh yeah. Okay. That's right. So he would be the one. I agree with you. It's kind of weird, right? There's been more quarterback movement as well over the last several years. So now you're talking about like Rodgers, obviously, in the NFC. I mean, Russell Wilson's no longer around. I guess he is, but, you know, he was a guy that would be in this mix a little bit.
Sure.
That you'd think about every once in a while. I'm just trying to think of some of the ways that everything's changed. But you're right. I mean, but this is the whole talking point about Josh Allen this year. I don't like the whole talk about if it's Josh Allen has to do it this year simply because of all the quarterbacks who aren't in the field anymore or this year. And I don't like it for two reasons. Number one, we've seen Josh Allen be literally the greatest playoff statistical quarterback ever in many ways. All right. I mean, there's just so many things that say he's had the best playoff stats of any quarterback that's ever lived with his amount of games. Mm-hmm. The second reason I don't like it, Mike, is, well, why couldn't those guys even get to the playoffs then? You know what I mean? Like I said the other day to Zach and Derek, to me, it's like when LeBron people would bring up his record in the finals and some sort of negative. And I'm like, but he's getting to the finals more than the guys you're, you know, the guys you're talking about here. He's actually literally beating them to get there, and then he might lose. Anyway, that's why I don't like that. You're right. This is a way different field. But that has changed then the conversation to, boy, if Josh Allen doesn't make a Super Bowl this year, if he doesn't get there this year, I don't know if it'll ever happen, because you don't have those quarterbacks anymore, much less, you know, the winning ones. I know you're talking about simply the guys who've even been in the playoff mix, basically.
Yeah, the LeBron comparison works for me. It really, it speaks to whether you think these guys crack under the pressure, the weight of the playoff pressure, or the Super Bowl itself, or the NBA Finals. And I just don't. And I think Allen's statistics go to that, you know, to that point. Or that opinion. I'm looking at the first year Brady made it into the playoffs, 2001 season. There you've got Favre in the playoff field. You've got, Rodgers wasn't there because Favre was there, but I think Kurt Warner had already been by then. I don't know. I don't know exactly what the numbers would look like, but as we knew already before I bogged us down, it is an interesting year for this. Speaking of the playoff field, I'm sure you've been thinking about this and talking about this a lot, and apologies if I ask you anything that Bulldog has asked you these last couple days, but is it an easier path than last year? It's almost the same kind of question or point as the other thing. My guest last hour made this point, and it's what you're saying. If you don't make it this year, when will you make it? Is, say, going to Jacksonville, Denver, and New England easier than hosting Denver and Baltimore and then going to Kansas City to play a Chiefs team that had struggled all year offensively? I don't think it is.
Who was your guest last hour?
Dave Tripoli from Philadelphia.
Interesting.
Well, this is the conventional take, though, isn't it? Like,
yeah, no, I'm curious because I've seen it, and I know you and I both know Matt Verderam real well, and he's on this topic a lot lately. He's on this subject and about it's, you know, the same thing with Allen, and he has to get there if he can't, because he hasn't beaten Mahomes, and if now or never. And I just think it's interesting, you know, the different perspectives, and I don't think anybody's coming at it from a necessarily like a hateful place or anything. I just think we're so close to what we see Josh do that it's hard for me. And, you know, you're talking to people here, you and me and other people in Buffalo who saw teams with Hall of Famers go to four straight Super Bowls and lose. And we know how tough that is. Right. So it's hard for me to kind of criticize getting there and or not even getting there, because it's such a team game. And I think that's where I'm going to go with this question, which is, Mike, it is easier from a standpoint of the best players in the conference and who's playing. I keep going to winning three on the road in the NFL is tough in the regular season, let alone the playoffs, when you're actually playing really good teams who got there.
Yeah.
Like, I just think that's a tough, tough deal.
Yeah, me too. Well, it doesn't have to fall in exactly those
That's
teams,
right.
But the way I laid it out was the top three seeds at the moment. So
we'll see.
They could go to Pittsburgh in round two, or L.A. or something like that, and it might look very different.
I think on a one-game basis, like each week to week, I'd probably agree with you. Like, knowing if you tell me, okay, they're first going to start in Pittsburgh, I'm like, okay, I'll take that. And then the next week you're like, oh, they're going to go to Jacksonville. I know Jacksonville's playing really well. I might be very okay with that compared to playing Lamar at home, going to Arrowhead, playing Joe Burrow. Like, I think in a vacuum, yes, I think that is the correct answer. I take a look at the big picture. The NFL is a grind. It is, you know, you 3 weeks on the road, no rest in sight, injuries. I just think that's a very tough ask.
Has, after this last weekend's results, the goal of the 5 seed versus the 6 changed for you, with Baltimore in real trouble now and Jackson hurt again? Like, they're in really tough. So that's probably Pittsburgh now. And Jacksonville looks so good in its win in Denver. Is there more urgency for you thinking of the Bills getting to the 5 versus the 6?
No, I've thought about this a lot. I don't know if there's much of a difference, other than if you get to the 5, you still have maybe a much more legitimate chance than ever before to host after that.
Yeah.
6 is tough, right? And I don't know. This is really good. I was going to go back actually today. Now that this is what happens when we walk. Are you like me? Like, you go for a walk with a dog or whatever, and you just have all these random weird thoughts in your mind you want to go research and check out. And that's what I did today. I'm walking the dog today, and I'm thinking to myself literally this. So I'm going to try this maybe later, which is, since the 7-team format started, I don't believe a 7 has beaten a 2 at all. I want to go back and look.
Just once.
But like, what's been, like, what's kind of been the, oh, you said it has happened or no?
It's happened once.
Oh, it has.
Green Bay, Dallas.
Oh, okay. I get, oh, you know what? I was only thinking AFC, but thank you. And I just want to kind of go and look at what do the numbers say about maybe in any year if a 7 can win and a 6 can win all at the same time. I do think, like, it's so, sounds weird to say, this could be a year where in the second round you're looking at 1, 5, 6, and 7 all still alive.
You might. I believe the only, it's only been a few years, but the only close 2-7 AFC playoff game was Bills-Dolphins. And that really was sort of a fluky game. It was 34-31. The rest, including Bills-Broncos last year, have been blowouts. So yeah, you're going to see, at least in terms of the 7, you're going to see that.
Well, I think the difference this year, though, is the 7 this year.
12-5,
maybe. It's going to have at least 11 wins. It could have 12.
Right. Yeah, pretty fair chance of that. Houston and the Chargers play this weekend. And yeah, if Houston wins, you know, it's 11 at worst if they were to win that game in L.A. That's on Saturday afternoon, by the way.
What do you think about that game? Like, the who do you think, like, in your opinion, who would be the preferred outcome for Bills fans?
Well, what would it change? If the Chargers win, they will have a look at that division, which I think I would like. I think I would like that. If Houston wins, they might still not have a look at the AFC South. Houston only can get to the AFC South with 2 wins and then a Jacksonville loss, and the Jags end with the Colts and Titans.
Right.
So I think I would say L.A., to your question. I think I would say L.A.
That's a good way to look at it.
I don't know who I like in the game, though.
I think you really still kind of want Buffalo to finish ahead of Houston on the chance that they play each other in the playoffs. But it doesn't have to be like that, right? I mean, like, I just think that's just, it's the boogeyman right now because of what happened down in Houston a month ago.
Right. Let's get to today's updates. We have an injury report to talk about, and it's lengthy. What's surprising today?
I don't know if anything's surprising. I think everything is more pretty unsurprising, actually, except it's Josh Allen actually practicing today when he didn't yesterday. And again, yesterday wasn't an official, but Sean McDermott gave it to us. So yesterday was a walkthrough. Today was a walkthrough, so it's an estimation today. And Josh Allen was upgraded to limited, so that's obviously good. Joey Bosa's hamstring, the only thing yesterday, we didn't know exactly why he wouldn't practice hamstring. He finished the game last week, but he had been dealing with the hamstring before that. So hopefully it's anything new that he's dealing with. I think it might be just more of a, you know, injury management situation, which is exactly what it is for Dalton Kincaid. You know, at this point, Dalton Kincaid, injury management is what Sean McDermott's talking about. Dawson Knox didn't practice today with a knee injury. That's problematic if, you know, given Dalton Kincaid's situation, Dawson Knox. And I could tell he was laboring a little bit during the game, Dawson Knox. But he finished the game. He played the game. And, you know, it had nothing to do with, you know, the drop pass in the end zone. That's, you know, he's got to come up with that. But you could tell he was laboring during the game. And then I think actually good news that Shaq Thompson was limited with the neck injury. Anytime it's a neck injury, you're always concerned, obviously, both short-term and long-term. But, you know, good news that he was limited today.
How badly injured is Allen, Sal? We haven't talked since before this Browns game, and I saw the play, and I know what the injury report says. Is this just one of these that he's good enough to shake off?
Yeah, it feels like that right now. I think the test is really going to be Sunday, how much do they have him do? I don't expect it to be like, oh my God, we're just going to keep him in the pocket. He's never going to move. I mean, he even rolled out after the injury. He was rolling out. The play of Dawson Knox, he rolled out to the right. He had a couple of those. So I do think, though, that they'll probably be very aware and conscious with 2 weeks left and then the playoffs of putting him in harm's way. He's got to understand, too, and I think that's the trick, right? It's Josh Allen. If he's going to be playing, Mike, he's going to do Josh Allen things sometimes. How injured is he? You know, the fact that he's back limited today, the fact that Sean has been consistent from the beginning on, yeah, like, he sees him playing Sunday. It wasn't like, you could go back and say, and I know people go, wow, that's what the coach is going to say. I mean, a couple years ago, leading up to that Minnesota game when he got hurt in New York, Sean McDermott wasn't sure he was going to play, and he kept saying all week, like, we're not sure if he's going to play. So I think if it was on the borderline, he would talk about that. But that wasn't the case. And then we met with Josh yesterday. Josh did meet with the media yesterday. That's always a good sign. And he was very unequivocal just saying that he will play.
Imagine if the Jets win on Sunday. I mean, it's not impossible that it's a division game. All the things people say, turnovers, any given Sunday, et cetera. Did the Saints just bury them, or did the Jets? I mean, time of possession is pretty close. Listen to me working here. Brady Cook.
I love it.
Brady Cook, but
I mean, that's what gets you to no way, right? Brady Cook.
It seems like the kind of game when a team wins like New England just did, that look out a little bit. Just because, you know, shorter week, and it seems like such an easy game to gloss over. Just, I don't know. I don't want to predict a Jets upset. But if there were one, all this stuff about what Allen does just completely changes against. Then the game just becomes huge against Philadelphia, like 0-60.
I would say that Aaron Glenn is the type of coach. He will do whatever he can to try and get this win this week to try and play spoiler to the Jets. This is a guy that has no interest in losing, in tanking, whatever you want to call it. Like, this is not the situation they're in. They will do whatever they can to try and spoil the Patriots' season. There's a rivalry there. Aaron Glenn is an intense dude. Brady Cook is the quarterback. That's what gets me to, yeah, there's no way. But if you look last week, he was, 22 of 35, I think, if I remember right, something like that. He threw the ball 35 times, right? I mean, they weren't afraid to throw it with him. He actually completed some passes. I don't think they lost because of him. The way the Jets have to do it is probably running the ball, Breece Hall. So, I mean, yeah, these things happen in the NFL sometimes. The Browns beat the Packers, as we talked about earlier this year. There have been some weirder upsets. Heck, the Raiders were playing with the Texans last week. I get on the airplane, and I'm like, oh, my God, like, what's going on here? You know, I think the Raiders had a lead for quite a bit there. Can you imagine? You say, can you imagine? Yeah, Mike, if that were to happen before the Bills take the field at 4:25 p.m. against the Eagles, and fans know the Bills need two wins to win the division and maybe even have the one seed still in the window, but at least win the division. I just think everything changes. The dynamic of everything absolutely changes in Orchard Park Sunday.
For sure. Are they frozen out of the one if Denver wins tomorrow night?
I think they might be, yeah.
13-3 versus...
Now that I'm thinking about it.
I think they might be. But still, whatever.
Yeah.
The point holds.
Go 2-7. Now you're talking 2-7, and now we're thinking about, well, do you really want the two? You got Houston at the 7, right? Oh, I mean, now we're having a lot of different conversations. I would, yes, you would want the two to me.
Get me there. Have the Bills lost Shane Buechele?
Oh, yeah. Shane Buechele is on the Chiefs. The Chiefs signed him to their 53-man roster. Excuse me. Sorry about that. They signed him to his 53-man roster. And then, you know, so he was a free agent because he's a practice squad guy. And every practice squad guy can sign with another team. The Bills lost another guy today. They lost an offensive lineman, Kendrick Green, signed with the Cleveland Browns. They offered him a contract. He signed, so the Bills went out and signed Richard Garage. They're familiar with him, so they brought him back to their offensive line. This is the time of year where teams are in evaluation mode, and they're looking around other teams' rosters and practice squads and going, okay, is there a guy that we can use that, hey, we bring him in here for 2 weeks, and if we really like him, we're going to keep him around. So, yeah, they did lose Shane Buechele, and good for Shane Buechele. He wasn't playing, obviously, in Buffalo, and now he gets 2 weeks of an actual NFL contract instead of a practice squad contract.
Not bad. I'm still having so much fun just thinking about all the quarterback turnover that there might be in the NFL next year. Today's speculation surrounds the Ravens for this, and that Lamar Jackson and John Harbaugh are having a difficult time together, and there's always all this drama with Jackson. I wonder if something could possibly happen there. Do you think it is – what percent chance might you give, something I brought up early today, that Mitchell Trubisky – is not a starter, probably. That's a long shot. But like a number two somewhere else on a team where the starter is maybe young and kind of a dart throw, unlike this situation, obviously, here, very different. Could you see it?
Yes, I could see it. He is a free agent at the end of the year. Last year, he signed a 2-year deal, so he'll be a free agent. I could see it. I don't know where necessarily, but sure, there could be a team out there that would say, like, why not? I mean, the guy has, you know, he has a pedigree of where he was drafted, obviously, played in the playoffs. Yeah, I could see it. I don't know how likely it is. You know, Mitch, speaking of Shane, Mitch, Shane, and Josh are they're tight. They have a good quarterback room. But, you know, I mean, if you have a chance to do that, this, you know, Shane Buechele has a chance to go and earn some money. He's going to go do that despite all that. So if Mitch Trubisky gets that call from somebody, I wouldn't doubt it. I just think like 2 years ago that happened and he didn't really get a look. You know, that's why he came back to Buffalo basically. So, how, you know, what's changed now? I'm not really sure.
It might just be the number of possible opportunities.
Yeah.
But we don't really know that yet. You'd have to be with somebody where it's like, we're taking a chance on a young guy and here's, look, the way Darnold was. Darnold may even have outranked Trubisky, but you sort of made the case. Former top three pick. Started.
Yep.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Multiple playoff games, only 31. He's made, by the way, more than $51 million in his career, Trubisky. That's pretty good.
And on the Lamar thing, boy, doesn't that, the way you put it, I saw the story about Lamar, possibly a Ravens could trade him, you know, Dolphins are a team, he's from South Florida. I didn't know about the part you just said, which was Harbaugh and Lamar. It makes sense, but I'm thinking about it. And if that is the case, and the reporting right now is that they could go down that way, then that's basically the organization making a decision that it's John Harbaugh that they would keep and not Lamar Jackson, right? In that situation where I think there's been a lot about Harbaugh's tenure there, and there's a lot of fans who think it's time to move on from him. So I think that whole dynamic is really interesting.
Yeah, we might be headed for another offseason where we're hearing updates from the different camps all the time.
Yes.
On that one, which I don't need in my life, but we might get it anyway. Merry Christmas, Sal. What is your Christmas Eve normally like?
So we're going to be a little quiet here with Yana and Max and I. We actually, we're going to be cooking. They made some cookies a little earlier. I'm not the best cookie designer or, you know, decorator or anything like that, but I tried my hand a couple times. And then tonight, just a quiet night with the family and watch some movies. And we do have a tradition in the Capaccio household going back to when I was very little, where my brother and I got to open one gift on Christmas Eve before Christmas Day. So we will probably do a gift exchange tonight, one gift on Christmas Eve.
My house has tended to be most of the within the family presents get opened in the morning today before I come in. I'm always working today. Bulldog is always off at the end of the year. But today we didn't do that, and my kids were just incredulous. Like, what? It's Christmas Eve, and we're like, you didn't get up until 1. I mean, you didn't give yourself enough of a window anyway. Dad's got to go. So it has to. They'll manage. They'll be fine. I'm sure they'll be fine.
I love it. Yes.
Thank you, Sal. Enjoy your night and tomorrow, and we'll talk again on Friday.
Merry Christmas to you and your family, Mike, and everybody out there listening.
Thank you. Sal Capaccio on the West Her Hotline. His appearance is brought to you by Outlet Liquor. Your place to buy a case, Outlet Liquor. What's your outlet? $51 million in the bank for Trubisky. Does that seem right? Does it seem high? Maybe even low? I mean, he was a top three pick. But didn't get the fifth-year option. It's kind of bounced around. Pittsburgh, remember? Did he come into the league at a time where, like, well, he's post-Bradford. He's not going back that far to when the huge guaranteed contracts at the top were, I think, much bigger. It was just different, at least. I didn't want to ask Sal if he's surprised by $51 million. Maybe he wouldn't be. I'm not sure what to think. How about that? What a hot take. Merry Christmas and happy holidays to you. Eagles and Bills Sunday, the AFC playoff picture. I've been talking a lot about that today, naturally, and I'm sure we'll do more of it on Friday. Only the one game tomorrow involves the AFC. That's Denver at Kansas City, and it barely does, although Denver helps its chances, you know, big time for the division title and the one seed if they get it. I don't think they can clinch. I think the Chargers, they get another shot at Denver if they stay within one game and win in the rematch week 18. It would be LA. I told Sal, you might have heard me just there say, I think that that's what the Bills should want, but I don't know. How do you feel about Denver? Mike Schoep here, Bulldog is off. Thanks for listening on this Christmas Eve, 803-0550 for your calls here on WGR.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.